Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about water utilization by cattle with Dr. Megan Roth in just a moment.
If you're going to dig a hole, call Oki. It's the thing to do, you know. Call Oki.
You can request a locate 24 hours a day at www.calloki.com or dial 811.
You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE. Call Oki.
Your Beef Checkoff does all kinds of things to help make sure consumers feel good about buying beef both here in the U.S. and worldwide, like working with chefs to create new beef recipes and put more beef on the menu, or educating healthcare professionals about how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle, or by helping you tell your beef story to those who have questions about where their food comes from. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing your views at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
We're talking today with Dr. Megan Roth from Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department. And Megan, you're kind of the lead researcher on an interesting grant that OSU has received to look at the cattle industry and the impact of climate change and drier weather conditions. And I know that there's several elements to that, right?
Yeah. In this proposal, we're really focused on natural resource usage. And beef's kind of got a lot of bad press on that lately. But we're really looking at natural resource usage in terms of feed efficiency, water use efficiency, and have a lot of real focus on water as an economically important trait, because we haven't traditionally thought about it in that type of manner.
I know, you know, obviously, we've talked before that feed usage, we've got a lot of data on that. We've got EPD, obviously, that you can look at and everything. We really don't have something similar to that when it comes to water utilization, do we?
That's exactly right. There was some work done back in the 50s and 60s that collected some individual animal water intake on very small numbers of animals, because that's all they had the technology to do at the time. And there's been some more recent work on sort of water consumption of animals in large feedlots, but it's all been based on groups of animals. So one of the unique things about our study that's been enabled by the Incentex facility that we've got out at the Willard Sparks Beef Research Center is that we can actually collect individual animal water intakes on a really large number of animals.
Is there much difference between, you know, animal A and animal B, or, you know, when, as far as cows are concerned when it comes to water usage?
It looks like if you just pull out the lowest and the highest and take a look at them, it looks like in that particular group, it was the one that drank the most drank about three times more than on average, on a daily average, than did the one that drank the least amount in that particular study.
So we're talking about if you could make those animals, select for those animals that are most efficient, turning basically a pound of beef from a gallon of water, there's some value there.
Yeah, I think there is, particularly when we've heard reports in southwestern Oklahoma and places like that, that wells have run dry and really the ability to water those livestock is in jeopardy. You know, for an individual farmer, I think there, or a rancher, there's some opportunity here to try and develop those animals that are efficient with those resources. You know, one of the things we're going to look at is whether, you know, you really want the one that drinks the absolute least. It might be performance-wise to balance those two things. We need to look a little bit more at the performance and the intake, but I think there's certainly some opportunity there for producers.
Dr. Megan Roth directing a $1 million research project that was funded by the federal government to Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Boy, I'll tell you, it ain't easy raising money these days. People have a lot on their plates. Lucky for you, Blue and Gold has the answer. Our bacon, sausage, and chicken are so good, folks will join the Clean Plate Club and come back asking for more. We help local youth organizations raise $3.4 million every year with famously flavorful Oklahoma products. Visit blueandgoldsausage.com to support these worthwhile efforts in your community. Giving never tasted so good.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.